the hope that abounds in us, we with patience do wait for it. Oh God, thank you that you've caused us to be still. And all the things that are said and revealed in silence. Such powerful times, Lord God, when we think there's nothing there, but it's everything. When we think we've come to a time that's so empty, but yet it's the moment of our cup that's full and running over. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are everything and you are always everything. And Lord, you brought us here today to just love on us, love through us. And God, again, just to continue to anoint your vessels with this truth and love message, that we speak it, we rejoice in it, and we grow up into your Son, into him in all things. Lord, we long to be like him in that stature and measure and fullness of glory. Lord, to bring to him the fullness of the glory that he has given to us. God, to reciprocate the great love wherewith we are loved back to our beloved bridegroom. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we know the love of Christ. We have the love of Christ, and now we love with the love of Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And now we await a glorified body like unto your own. Oh, to see you face to face, beloved one. And until then, the more grace, and the more grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles to begin today in Isaiah chapter 50. Thanking God again how he does care for us, and he does accomplish, and he does perform the good work which he's begun in us. And it says in chapter 50, verse 7, "For the Lord God will help me." Are you there? Come on. "For the Lord God will help me." Amen. And he does wonderfully. "Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint." That means like a fiery rock. Not just a rock, but a rock on fire. "And I know that I shall not be ashamed." That means I know I shall not be disappointed. Praise the Lord. "He sets my face like a fiery rock." And let me tell you something about rocks. They don't move. Not this one. This is the rock, praise God, that can only give you setting your face like a rock. And that's the rock that's higher than you. And this, brothers and sisters, this rock that doesn't move, this face that is on fire for him, that doesn't cast its gaze anywhere else but him. This is the trait, this is the magnificent glory of what we've talked about and rejoice is the perfect-hearted kings. These ones that do not turn to the left or to the right. And I say this with all thanksgiving to God. We follow after all the word of his grace. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I believe by the grace of God I can move into the place of I know that I shall not be ashamed. I know by the grace of God I shall not be moved. I thank God that I do know his grace, and his grace is greater. Now, by grace we don't move from it, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. I showed up again this morning because he brought me here. Hallelujah. We're convinced, aren't we? Amen. We're convicted in heart. Praise God. That's a good conviction. That's a love conviction. That's not a guilt conviction. And I know that. There's been times the Lord's moved me just because of his great grace. I thought I was using my guilt to get to church. It was his love that's always brought me in this place. And I thank God he already bore all that guilt, that sorrow, that shame. But he's still a God of great love. And even though I'm caught maybe in ignorance or stupid, he still loves me. He's a patient God, isn't he? But see, brothers and sisters, we are convinced that the only joy, the only peace, the only rest, the only prospering that we ever have in our lives is when we set our eyes on the truth. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that, aren't you thankful you know that? And aren't you thankful that God brings this back to us? And he's always bringing us back into this fellowship because this is what he wants. And we saw that last Wednesday night. The word of God brought to us about those horses. I love them horses. And we're talking about the Philippian horses, the war horses, the champion horses. We've talked in here about Secretariat, those wonderful race horses, but we're talking about the champion of champions. This is what God brings out. But those war horses in the Song of Solomon, we know that those were equating, and what he was complimenting, he was complimenting his bride. And he was telling her, honey, you're gifted in every way. You're strong and you're fierce. But yet you got a weakness. Because I gave that to you. You couldn't just be independent, honey. You need me. You need me. And that weakness with those horses, and this is what they knew, and they had to figure out. Well, at least they had to figure out, but God already knew. He knows us. We get startled. We get surprised. Stuff can throw us off, brothers and sisters. Did you know that? Oh, you think you can just lock on, I'm going to run that straight line course, ha ha. God's got it going over here, and God has got it over here and over there. So he can show you, you're going to need me over here. You're going to need me over there. You're going to need me everywhere, praise the Lord. But see, they had that weakness that they could be startled. Unexpected things come up in our lives, don't they, brothers and sisters? They sure do. And you know, sometimes we think we're so rock on. We are on the rock that's higher than I. But the Lord will show you, when you take your eyes off me, honeys, you can be shaken. You can. You can be rattled. And I'm going to use it for your good. Things can catch you off guard. But that was an appointment, honey, that I had, that you would come to know me even more. Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to God. God tells us to watch those little foxes because those little foxes spoil the whole vine. But I am grateful to God. I know that it's not me that takes care of those little foxes. It's him. He's the one that does it. Now, even though they had this problem, even though that these horses could be startled, the master of that horse fixed it. You know how they fixed it? They put them blinders on those horses. They did. They weren't going to let them see to the sides. They're going to make sure that they were looking straight ahead. And the reason was is because the driver, the master of that horse, he needed that horse to be in tune and in sync with him. Because they were going into battle, and that battle must be won. That battle, and when you run into that, you can't just run beat in the air. We read about those horses. Those horses were war horses. Those horses would stomp you to death. They got excited with the wounds that they received. It pumped them up. Do you ever get excited about in his faithfulness he afflicts you? Do you ever get like the Apostle Paul and you say, oh, thank you, Jesus, for the thorn that you gave me? Even though you'd been telling him for years and years, oh, Lord, I can't be the Christian that I need to be with this thorn in my flesh that you had the messenger of Satan give to me. That I didn't even know was there. And Lord, you had to bring that out. Have you received from the Lord as he's spoken to you? Honey, if I didn't give that to you, you would be magnified and you would be puffed up. And you wouldn't even think you needed the bridal message anymore. Oh, God forbid that would be us. Brothers and sisters, our flesh is, this is a sinful flesh. This is a flesh, if I'll go with it, it'll take me only in a wicked way. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, self-righteousness is deadly. It's very, 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 very deadly. And it's very, 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 very subtle. A little leaven is very small. And a little leaven will leaven this whole lump. I love that you love the grace of God. I'm so thankful that he put on our hearts. I'm looking at his vessels of mercy today. I wish everybody would receive this. I wish everybody would come after this. I really do. It broke my heart today just remembering some of the people that aren't here. Whatever it might be, all these different things. But it's the self. It's the idol. It's the self-righteousness. It's the self-concern. It's self, self, self. Brothers and sisters, what is it worth to us that we would magnify him? Amen. And I mean in everything. And he uses us in these beautiful ways where we come out from among them. We go unto him, but we come out from among them. And we've got ones that have come out from among everything. Everything. That's what's so beautiful, saints. You fight the good fight of faith. You fight by God's grace against all this chatter and all of this confusion that's out there. And all the enemy wants to do is confuse you. He's the author of confusion. But we set our face like a fiery rock upon this word. You won't be deceived. You'll be glad. You'll be a warrior. You'll be one with him, and we'll be one in Christ. And we'll have one spirit, and we'll have that one faith, and we'll have that one praise. And it's just like we read, and I was so thankful to hear they put bells on those horses after they put the blinders on them because they knew it was important they would run together. They had to be in sync. Those strides had to be exact. They could not fight effectively if they were distracted and one was going here and one was going there. They had to be agreed upon the master, the driver. And I thank God that's what he's done. That's what God is doing. That's what Paul's gospel is. And there is no other gospel. There is not. And I thank the Lord that we stand in such thanksgiving to God. The privilege and the honor to be these vessels of mercy, to know him and to know him in the fellowship of his suffering, to know him in the power of his resurrection, and yes, being made even conformable unto his death. Now, when the Lord puts the blinders on, I'll tell you what happens. Nothing startles us. You get locked into the word of God. You don't even see the other horses that aren't getting locked in, the ones that miss the blinders. God's so faithful to your life, honey. Just lock in. When our eyes truly are set upon him, does anything really matter? Does it matter what's going on around us? Really? Brothers and sisters, we cannot get distracted with our own blood families. We cannot. You have to make that decision. As Jesus looked out and he said, no, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my family? This is my family. This is my family of God. Our fathers called us here today. The Huios sons, the mature sons of God, we're here to hear the instruction of kings. Champions to rule and to reign jointly with his son. Don't ever take these things lightly. Soon our faith will be made sight. But by the grace of God, may now we understand and see from the throne room, and not just from the throne room, but from the very throne of God, that we are in his counsel. And it's just a matter of time. We are seated together with him in the heavens in Christ right now, are we not? If we're seated there, don't you think he wants us to see there? Don't you think he wants us to understand and to have that mind of his? Is that why he gives you that? Is to truly occupy until he come, not here amongst this, but seated in the heavens in Christ. So what is happening out there? I don't know. Matter of fact, when we get so occupied, we walk through furnaces, don't we? By the grace of God, just don't realize it, but just keep walking on the water. See, when you look at it, you don't need to. Just thank Him. Just like a healing, I was thinking, you know, God heals. God's healed me. God's healed every single person in this place. And He has. And if you know Him as Savior, I'll tell you what. He's healed you completely. By His stripes, ye are healed. You know it. But sometimes we get so caught up in what God is doing that we get up caught up in the doing instead of our precious Savior. It's the truth. And it's marvelous. I love the works of God. I love the marvels of the miracles of God. That's your life. Your life is one big continuing miracle. It truly is. It's the miracle of His love and His grace and His mercy. But what happens is when we get occupied in seeing whatever it may be that He's bringing us through, and that becomes our occupation, then we begin to sink just like Peter. I just want to walk on the water. How about you? That's wonderful. I know that's God. He's like this. Oh, we're so excited, but we're thankful. It's not to be thankful, but it's Him. And it's right, brother, to know His ways. To know His ways. But see, sweet ones, we begin to understand He's the only thing that matters. When you really go after Him, you know what? Things don't even exist anymore. It gets blocked out. But see, we're on a journey, and we know it, and it's got many unexpected twists and turns, doesn't it? It sure does. I mean, they come here, and they come there, and it seemed like, well, that just popped out of nowhere. And how did that happen? I prepared for this, but I got that. But Lord, You told me to trust You for this and to pray in accordance with this. And I thought it was going to turn out this way. It's completely the opposite. But we know the end. Do you know the destination? Oh, now, don't you just say heaven. That's not the destination we're talking about. Oh, come on, honeys. We know our destination. I thank God we have been placed. I wrote this in bold print. We have been placed on the camel train of glory. I love my brethren. You know, some of us grew up in this meeting, didn't we, Aaron? Yeah. Thank God we grew up. I commend you, brother. Just grace and mercy. Here's my brother. You've loved the Lord a long time in your life. But then you know what? Camel train came by.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here, there. Comes by a lot of different places. It'll stop anywhere, won't it? He'll bring that well right to you. And I have seen you get on. And I've seen saints that have been around it. They visited the well. But then you got on. If you haven't gotten on and you're still sitting in here, you don't got much time left. Don't let it pass you by. This is real. Amen. This is so real. As that prophet said, oh, let his eyes see what mine see. That camel train of glory, we know the word of God tells us, it leads to one place. That destination is the arms of the bridegroom. The destination is that shared throne of glory with Him. I'm so glad to God. There's no guessing. It's just thanking. It's just praising and so in awe and so in mercy and grace, immersed in it, that a life like mine, a life like yours, that he would say, it's you. And you want others to go. I mean, we're in that Song of Solomon. That sweetheart of that Shulamite, all she wanted was everybody to go. She'd say, oh, let's we and we and we. And the Lord said, it ain't we. Honey, you're going to have to understand it's you. And you need to start saying, it's me. And then the Lord takes care of the other me's. He does. And then she really understands it's not necessarily a we anyways, it's just one. Now, sweethearts, I'll tell you what, the Lord always puts his blinders on his chosen. Always. He's put blinders on us. Here we come in here. This bridal message, that's all we see. I thank God for that. I'm so grateful to God. It's simple. It is a cookie, as we've talked about. It ain't even on a shelf anymore. He hands it to you. I mean, it's so clear to the light, brothers and sisters. It's there. This is not hard to understand. We're not wrestling with the truth no more. We don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. I thank God. I'll tell you what, he's taken a lot of nonsense away from us. I am so thankful to Jesus. And I know this is his work, saints. Because I'll tell you what, it's about finished. Hallelujah. So he puts the blinders on his chosen. Always does it. Turn on over to Matthew chapter 17. Let's rejoice in how he does these things, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Matthew 17, this is that time of the Mount Transfiguration. It says there in verse 1, after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, John, and his brother, and brings them up to a high mountain apart that was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of that cloud said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. They actually died. Jesus came and he touched them. Arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. See, God shut that down. I thank the Lord. I've seen God shut down a lot of things that tried to creep into this meeting. He shut it down. And for us, they saw Jesus save Jesus only, the bridegroom. Thank the Lord, saints. I'm giving him the praise today. How about you? See, God wants his perfect and all his perfect and complete will. He's not after just his good and acceptable. He wants his perfect will. And that's what the blinders do. They show you the things of Christ in everything. And he shows you the things of Christ in everything in your life. Isn't that glorious how he does that? See, Jesus has to do that because he wants you to see that there isn't one bit of your life that isn't his. There isn't one bit of your life that isn't ordered perfectly of God. There isn't one bit. Let me tell you something. Are you going to win him? No, you're really going to win him. Do you believe that he performs the good work which he's begun in you? I pray you do. It's impossible. And he tells you over and over, whom he foreknew, them he did predestinate. And it comes all the way down, and them he glorified. He's done it all. We're waiting for the manifestation of what he has already done. Already done. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That was done, but we were just waiting for the manifestation of Jesus to come, be made a man, to be made sin for us. Amen. To die, to rise up, and then ascend to the right hand of the Father. There was no doubt that that was ever going to happen, but it was just to be made manifest because the Word of God is always, always. And I thank God as we trust Him and we believe the Lord and we trust God all the way along in our lives, He will perform the good work which He's begun in us. Amen. Saints, trust Him. Amen. Give Him that praise. Give Him that glory. Give Him that thanks. Thank Him that He is after that, that He has put this, these blinders on your life to see this. So when you win Christ, was there anything in your life that you're going to regret? Honestly, think about it. If it took all of those things for you to win Christ, which one don't you want? Which one do you want to get rid of? Which one do you not want to go through again? Which appointment when you made your bed in hell did you not want? It's every bit. That's what the blinders do. That's what this truth does. You win. You win. You can't help it. You're born that way. Come on. Those blinders, brothers and sisters, got us seen from the throne this morning, don't they? See, that's it. And that's everything. His perfect grace is all over your life. And see, that's the Holy Ghost that puts that blinders on your life. Turn on over to John 16. We're almost done. We're almost finished. We're almost there. This is it right here. This is the one that puts the blinders on your life. You say, I don't understand these blinders. Well, here they are. You want them? Here's the one that puts them on you. I have yet many things to say unto you. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, but you can't understand them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, when the Holy Ghost is come, he'll guide you into all truth, all of it. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. Isn't that beautiful? See, that's what we talk about every time we get in here, don't we? The glory that shall be revealed in us for him. What's the things to come? What's the things to come? We got somebody going to be calling us up here pretty soon, later, a little later today, maybe now. It's all about the things to come. It never talks about the past, does he? He talks about what awaits us. Glory to glory to glory. Come on, this is what this is. Now, who's telling you this? The Holy Ghost. So he shall, and then it says, he shall glorify me. Me, he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Everything's in Christ. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and he'll show it. He'll announce it. He'll make it known unto you. You want your eyes on Jesus? The Holy Ghost does that. That camel train to glory, that's what does that. It's not just getting filled. It's not just coming up here and speaking in tongues. That's the evidence of it. It's wonderful, and you need that. You need that continually, constantly. I am so thankful for that fellowship language with my Savior. I need that. It comforts me. I speak mysteries to my Father. Praise God, I give him something already. But brothers and sisters, you want to really lock on with those eyes? It's the Holy Ghost. And we know throughout that Word of God, we know that that Holy Ghost, he is so present. He is so magnified. He is so set in the one thing of taking all the things of Christ and making them yours. And what would that be? That's the bridal message. What would that be? The shared throne of glory with Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on now, this is what this is. We're talking about handing cookies out today. This is what the Lord does. You want those kind of blinders? Huh? Do you want those blinders? Are we still here and there in life? And, oh, it's just bad today and good tomorrow and this and that. Blinders! With the Holy Ghost, you don't got a bad day. Some days we think are better than others, but we don't got a bad day. And that next day is even better if I get there. It's a day closer to Him. But this is it. This is that Holy Ghost. He keeps our eyes on love and hope. Hope. This world is hopeless. You got something tied to something here. I'm going to build a business. I'm going to have this relationship. I'm going to have this and that. That's hopeless. Your hope better be in Him. And by the Holy Ghost, you'll have an abounding hope. You'll have a bubbling over hope. All things will hit from time to time, but you got the blinders. I know the end. I know my destination. I've got the one taking all the things of Christ, which I've already got, and He's making them known to me. He's telling me about the things to come, not the things that were yesterday, not the things that are down here, the things that are eternal, the things that I'm looking up at. And by the grace of God, seated in the throne with Him, the things I'm looking out at. Come on, are you like the four living ones? Do you have eyes within and without? Are you seeing everywhere? This is it. This happens right now. This is what the Lord does. And it is. It's exciting. It's thrilling. This is our life. This is who we are. God, wake us up to it. I'll finish it with this. That Holy Ghost descended upon our precious Jesus when He got baptized. Oh, yes, He did. In the form of a dove. And I had a precious sister, my beloved, back there with today. I won't see her. You're all beloved. But she knows who she is. And I had a sermon on my heart. The Lord said, oh, no. I got a precious vessel going to encourage you once again on a Wednesday night. The Lord gave me this on Thursday morning. Here she was, she was just overwhelmed with those horses and how the blinders, and they could only see like this. She said, you know, brother, why do you think He calls this my love, my dove, my fair one? I said, well, I got to thinking. She says, well, you know, birds that God has made, they have these amazing eyes. Birds have incredible eyes. Pretty much all of them, do you know they have a peripheral vision? They can see 340 degrees. Amazing. But you know, there's one bird that does not have peripheral vision. The dove. Can only see straight ahead. You understand why He calls you? And He says, you have dove's eyes? He gave you those. I love you, Tim. He gave you those. You're seeing it. I know it. You're seeing it. I'm seeing it. It's all right. See, He knows what He did. He gave them to you. I've come for your words. I've come for that vision. I've taken the reins of your heart. We're going on. We're going in. So now we know, don't we, what He wants us to dwell on, what He wants us to dwell in. And brothers and sisters, I will say it this way. Aren't you thankful that you only see Jesus Christ, your bridegroom? Man, I need that. I'm so thankful. He's brought us into salvation with eternal glory. I'm so thankful that He's got blinders on my life that I just see the abundance of the riches of the glory of Christ that are so freely mine. Happy's the man that trusts in the Lord. You happy? Let's pray. Father, we do thank You and just give You all the praise. Lord, thank You again for assembling us here today and again causing us to hear what we know because You've given this to us. And Lord, that we're agreed with You. And Lord, that we rejoice in our beloved Savior and Bridegroom Jesus. Lord, we thank you today that this is your work. We thank you as we come to take communion today that it is a finished work. We know upon that Christ, when you said, Tielio, it is finished. And Lord, in that finished work that you did upon that cross, we know that everything that you said would be accomplished would be accomplished. Everything that would be performed would be performed. Everything that you would do, it would be done. And Lord, here we are to thank you for Christ in us, the hope of glory. And may it be so soon, Jesus, that it be revealed for you in the measure and the stature and the fullness of our beautiful Lamb, Savior and Bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Amen.